This episode and a lot of the other content we produce would not be possible without the kind support of our patrons, especially our producers, Holly and Leanne. Thanks for your kindness. You can become a patron at patreon.com/explorations. That's Patreon, patreon.com/explorations. Turn it up, turn it down, turn it up. Welcome to another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson, coming to you live from upstairs studios. I'm broadcasting today with Lisa, the ooey gooey lady Murphy, Tasha, my sweetie pie Johnson, and grandbaby Rowan, who just kind of wandered in and is doing some markering. Good to see you, grandbaby Rowan. Her tongue is sticking out while she's markering. She's thinking real hard. Episode today is called Ketchup. Ketchup 2.0.
Not mustard. Mustard.
Ketchup with a C. Ketchup with a C. We're catching up. We haven't been together for a while, and we're potting again. In the introductions there, you might have noticed the lack of Danita again. And it's... Well, it sucks. Last time we recorded in January, she wasn't with us because her dad got sick and they didn't know what was going on and she needed to be with him. And this time, it was cancer and he passed away the other day and she's still with family and those kind of things. And so our heart and feelings and all those good vibes go out to her, and hopefully she'll be with us again next January when we record again.
We heart you, Danita.
Yeah, death sucks, and it's just sad the way it worked out with things, but she's making the right choices by spending time with family. We'd be doing the same. And so that out of the way, we're going to move on and catch up. We haven't been together for a while.
But we've been able to see each other a couple times on the road, which is kind of cool.
We have.
We've learned to start checking schedules.
Yeah, Tasha's actually looked ahead to see when we're going to be in each other's neighborhoods. So that's kind of.
I decided to start putting your schedule on our calendar.
There you go.
So I can just go, yes. There
was a tremor in the force. That's how I knew I was in the same town.
Yeah, we ended up, we did an international pod recording.
We did.
In Toronto, and that was kind of fun.
Oh, we
was
played
that
on
this
the
year
slides.
Yet?
Yeah,
that was this year.
That was this year. We played on the Spicy Slides
in Omaha. The Spicy Slide in Omaha. That's good times. And you actually, when we got together last time, you had just finished school.
I just finished school, yep. And then the last bit of class ended in December of 14, and then got hooded in May.
That sounds naughty.
I know, It was very exciting. It was very cool. And then I was asked to be the student speaker for the entire graduating class, not just for the ECEs, but for everybody graduating with a master's. I was asked to do a 5 to 7 minute speech, and it caused a little bit of anxiety because I just didn't want one more thing that I had to do. But I did it, and I actually called on Jeff because I compared getting a master's degree to taking a mistress.
Not that I know anything about a mistress's baby.
Which is not why I asked Jeff, but I said, come on, here are my bullet points. Here are the comparisons. Help me, help me, help me. And actually, he threw a couple doozies at me, and one of them got the biggest laugh at the whole thing. And it was kind of cool because, you know, some of those professors...
Don't laugh.
And I mean, it was the entire board of, or whoever the big wigs are at Champlain College. And it felt good to receive comments at the end, you know, like, wow, you know, I've been coming to commencements for 30 years. That's the first time I actually paid attention to the student speaker, you know?
Well, that's got to feel good.
And I was kind of watching the crowd to see, like, are only my ECE people the ones responding? And it seemed to be from all over. So I will totally own that. That was a nice pat on the back.
That's awesome. I watched the video of it that Tom took, and it was great. It was great. And so, you know, you got your degree done now. What are you going to do? You going to move on to a different job or something?
Yeah, I'm going to become an architect. No. No, I really just wanted, not just, but I wanted to pursue that for my own self. And I what I've been saying to people is that if the universe, you know, throws something at me that now somehow I'm qualified to do because I have this piece of paper, yeah, you know, I'll explore it. But I have no intention of not doing what I currently do.
Yeah.
I've working with Red Leaf Press now formally, which is kind of cool. Had asked them if they were interested in collaborating or becoming a part of them. So my books are now published through Red Leaf Press, and I know you've worked with them.
Well, that's got to take a lot of too. Not having to do all that back end stuff.
And that was kind of the angle, which was, and we did have to address that because when we put it on the website, there was some thought that, oh my God, she got her master's degree. She's, you know, her books are, you know, oh my God, what is she quitting? Uh-huh. You know, no, not at all, not at all. But the time that it was taking to fulfill the books, distribute the books and all that, it was taken away from writing any new material, you know. So it was a very mutually beneficial relationship. So I'm excited about that too.
Well, that's great. And we'll be talking about it in an upcoming episode. We are planning a unconference, which is going to be a conference that is kind of flipping the whole conference idea upside down.
I love it.
Where the attendees are the boss of the whole thing. If you're an attendee, you're also on the planning committee. So the people involved in attending the conference are going to be the ones that are planning it. It's going to take place in St. Louis at City Museum. You can get a hold of us on the Child Care Bar and Grill page if you want to know more about that or get a
Give
hold
them
of
the
one
date,
of
though.
Us.
Tell them at least
it's going to be we got a long time to plan. It's going to be August of 2015, August 6th, 7th, and 8th of 2015. And so that'll be a good thing. A grandbaby left us. Apparently she's a little upset she doesn't have her own microphone. So
Well, she wanted to look more pictures on my phone. Where's Rowan? Rowan. Rowan. It's like
She's got a little bit of she
And
likes
you're getting
herself.
Tattooed from the markers I see over there.
She thinks they're owies, so she kisses them for me.
Oh, got
That's
it.
Nice. And so the UnCon is gonna be a great bit of fun. We're also well, we might as well just mention it. We're also planning on, we've done some brainstorming about a new video project that is going to...
Some people aren't responding very positively to the title.
What people? What people?
Sometimes when I mention it in the audience, sometimes the crowd like really totally seems to buy into it, and then other times it's like crickets.
It's a phrase that you've heard here on the podcast. If you listen to back episodes, we put together a YouTube channel that's called See the FDTV.
I love it.
So well.
Well, you know why I love it? Not because it's dropping the F bomb. That's not no. See the FD, right? Calm the down, right? It encapsulates so much of our message, which is just slow down and calm down. You're getting all bent out of shape about so much. I mean, and we can go off on 3-minute monologues about that, but See the FD, it just boom. That's all you need to say. I'm looking through my planner to see
then,
what else I need to tell you that I haven't done.
We seriously might have to think about it because the people that need to see the FD most are probably the ones that are going
crickets.
Yeah, and so maybe we can repackage the same material with a different name for those people.
Nah.
Yeah, forget them. They're either on board or they're not. Anyway, that's going to be some video projects we're working on. We're going to be doing in August. We collaborated on a program makeover, and so we're going to be getting together in Wisconsin and redoing a. That's going to be another video project and redoing a early learning program. So that's going to be a. Kind of
I'm going to
fun.
Portugal in July to attend a toy conference.
A toy conference?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
Conference?
Yeah, whatever. Stop it. Not that kind of toy. Rabbit. That's a reference to a previous episode.
What kind of toy conferences are going on in Portugal?
I have no idea. The World Toy Conference is going on in Braga. I'm excited to go.
Yeah.
TASP, the Association for the Study of Play, it's actually a great organization. They do conferences all the time, but they also have an international leg. They also have this toy kind of leg that is not necessarily under TASP per se, but by now being a member of TASP, I'm learning about a bunch of amazing international things, and as often as possible, I'm trying to make the effort to go and see, you know, not just for the novelty of, you know, going to Portugal, but, you know, what are they talking about? And I was invited to present the findings from my master's there, but I opted to pass this time on the invitation because I really wanted to just kind of go see the lay of the land and kind of get my feet wet. And then this year at the TASP conference, which was actually in Rochester, I did present a 20-minute student roundtable of the findings from the master's, and through that conversation learned how I might step it up and how I might keep my investigation of whether or not preschool teachers value block play, how I might keep that up for the next year, and then report the findings not only to the TASP 2015 conference, but then maybe going and, you know, sharing what I found in some of these international venues as well.
And so what kind of response to your research findings have you been getting? Has it been good stuff?
Yes, the TASP audience that was there kind of gave me, they gave me some input on how could I frame a deeper exploration of my question without needing to be under the umbrella of a university, you know, so how could I actually take what I propose as an intervention and be able to maybe craft that into a workshop and then ask people when they come into the workshop to do like a pre and post, not a test, but a pre and post gauge of knowledge, you know, did you know this before and after did you? And then seeing if that kind of direct instruction on the actual value of blocks and how playing in the block center does contribute to the development of all four of the domains, if in fact you got that direct intervention, does it then transfer back to your work in the classroom? Or does that direct intervention almost have to be with the admin and the directors because essentially they might be the ones who are purchasing the blocks or, you know, supporting the teachers in their efforts to have more time and more space for this kind of material investigation. So I now that my, some of you know, my big year is quote unquote over, my last big project has been, you know, concluded, and now I can kind of turn my attention to some of the things that have fallen by the wayside, but that were kind of backburnered until I kind of got through this.
Yeah, there's never enough time to do all the stuff that needs
there is enough time. We just have to be clever at, you know, how are we spending our time? I think there's plenty of time to do what we need to be doing if, in fact, we're ready to be doing it.
Yeah. Life is still short. I'm not going to get it all done.
And I'll sleep when I'm dead, which is why I woke up this morning, right?
There you go.
I'm going to sleep till my alarm goes off.
until Jeff says,
wake up.
And so we've been on the road a lot. This is the first time we've been home for more than a week since February, and that's kind of a new thing. It's been since last August we closed our program, and it's been awesome, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was getting to where I was getting burnt out again.
Yeah, and you like hanging out in hotel rooms with me, don't you, baby?
Yes, I love traveling.
Oh yeah.
You spoil me.
That's a little.
It's a little bit.
We have a room.
We have a room.
This is
your house.
This is one of
Maybe
our
I
rooms.
Maybe I should go.
This is one of our rooms right here.
Go to my room.
We you'll be hearing about her in some other episodes. We adopted a head of security for Explorations Early Learning. Grandbaby Rowan and I were out for an adventure. I was too lazy to drive her 100 miles down the road to the zoo, so I took her to the animal shelter.
Store.
No, even worse, the animal shelter. And I thought, you know, we'll go look
pet
at puppies
jail.
And well, yeah, dog and kitty jail. We'll go look at puppies and kitties, and then she'll be happy, and it'll be a fun thing. So
I was too lazy to go to the zoo.
I'm owning it. I'm being honest. And so we go there because it's like a 10-minute drive, and we look at puppies and kitties, and all the puppies are bouncing up and down, saying, "Adopt me, adopt me, adopt me." And we walk by this one kennel.
I can be annoying.
Walk by this one kennel twice. And don't notice this big old chocolate lab sitting in there. And then we notice her, and an hour and a half later, she was home with us. Yeah, and so we told her we told her she was going to be in charge of security, but she's just shit at that job. She's good at napping. She's good at drooling. She's traveled over 15,000 miles with us.
She's good at pet therapy.
Oh yeah. People just fall in love with her on elevators.
Labs.
And so she likes to hang out in hotel rooms and ride elevators and drive in the truck. So she fits in just perfect. So that's a change.
Tasha.
Yeah, exactly. Except sometimes the dog ends up riding in the front seat with me and Tasha's in the back.
No.
Well, when grandbaby goes with every once in a while, it's kind of annoying.
That's
having.
Fine. I'll sit in the back.
What else has been going on? We got four other additions. You met them last night when we were hanging out on the deck. We got chickens now.
I love the chickens.
We got yard.
I actually took a picture of the chicken and made it my Facebook profile picture.
We've got yard chickens. We don't. I frankly didn't think they'd live to be adult chickens because they started out as just those tiny little chicks. And I mean, I thought
those
they all died.
Fluffy yellow ones.
But yeah. I guess if you take care of them, they turn into chickens, and now we got chickens, and hopefully we can have omelets sometime. But but that'll be or chicken nuggets.
No,
we don't eat our pets.
No.
Hershey.
She looks up.
She's the pod dog. She's also very good at napping at the floor. And so what else do we need to catch up on? How's Tom? Where's Tom at?
Yes. Well, this has been our busiest summer.
Wait, time out. Is he going to Portugal with you?
No. Is that bad?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Is it bad?
No. No, that pause at the end there. No, this has been our busiest summer ever, and it's been, or are scheduled to be busiest summer ever, and it's been a lot of last minute, like, can you come and do, and because you typically the summers are when the audience numbers go down, mm-hmm. I mean, that's when Tom travels, you know, and mm-hmm. he goes and sees his mom, and he goes and does his motorcycle rides, he does his camping trips, and I mean, that's kind of our routine, right, so it's not anything out of the ordinary, yeah. But then all of a sudden, all these calls start coming in, and I told him, he's like, oh, I got to cancel all my trips, and I'm like, no, you know, I don't want you to do that. And the business reason was because when the audience numbers are lower, I can handle the back of the room sales, which is, you know, of course he does more than that clearly when we're on the road together. But I'm like, you know, for you to cancel this trip, you know, to come sell books to 20 people, that in my world doesn't make sense.
The math isn't there.
Yeah, it's not there. So he's actually, he's in California. He's been in California. He's at home now. You know, this is when he catches up on some of that stuff, which, you know, now that you guys are traveling full time together too, you get that. And there's really nobody else I know that does that as a job where the couple is traveling together. And I would say this if he was sitting right here and he knows that I would say it. When you're together 24/7, there is an element of it being okay when he goes and he does his motorcycle ride, and you know, I'm going to go to Portugal this year, and then you know, you kind of come back when when you need to, and it's you guys get it, you know. Sometimes it's difficult to people, not as a rule, but it can often be a challenge for people who are in a more traditional kind of work situation to wrap their brain around. You haven't seen your husband and. 4 weeks,
well,
you know.
I get the question, how can you guys travel and be together so
much? Oh, I get that all the time.
Too, and it's like,
oh, you must. This is my favorite. Oh, you guys must really like each other.
love each other, yeah. It depends upon the day.
And it's also funny to me how many people, like, out the gate is like, oh, there is no way I could do that with my husband.
Well, and it's
like,
good that they
well
know
then
that.
That's good that you're
well,
not
they're
trying
obviously
to do
not
this.
Married to Tom Murphy or me.
No, Tom Murphy is doing very well, and he texted numerous times and was like, be sure to tell everybody I said hi. Be sure to tell everybody I said hi.
Would you?
From his motorcycle. I'm like, you are not texting while you're riding. He did get a new Harley. Tom Murphy probably has more, like, new news than I do. Because he has a sugar mama that keeps him in the lifestyle to which he's become accustomed. You go see what Tom Murphy's been up to. He bought a new Harley. He sold one of his other bikes to another friend. So there's a gaggle of them now. That
so he started a gang.
He started his
a
own
gaggle
of
guys
the Wild Hogs of Rochester.
Have they got matching tattoos yet?
I don't know. I've been gone a while. You never know. What
you have to check him over when you get home.
He hiked through the Grand Canyon. Tom Murphy had like this was another one of his big summers. I mean, the summer that he turned 50, he went on like 3 or 4 different adventures, and this was another one of those summers. So I always tell him that when September rolls around, I'm going to make him write an essay. You know,
my summer vacation.
My summer vacation by Tom Murphy.
He'll be so tanned and in shape from his life on the road. When you put him at the table in the back of the room again, he's just going to be chomping at the bit to get out on the road again.
Right, right. And I'll read the essay because he'll have to email it to me because I'll be on a 4-day trek through Canada or something. Oh, I love it. It works. I love it. I wouldn't do anything different.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've talked about Hershey. We took the grandbaby, pod baby, on a couple trips with us, which is it's a lot easier being on the road with a chocolate lab than with a 2-year-old. Yes. We were a little bit out of practice there, but she's so freaking amazing because everything is brand new. And we stayed at a hotel with the water park built into it because we had a 2-year-old with us.
Yes.
And she was like, what the hell, Grant? No, she didn't say that because she's 2, but...
No, she said, what the hell,
she wasn't even 2 yet.
You could see the look on her face, like, where did you bring me and why haven't I been here before? And so we've been having all those kind of adventures.
That's cool.
We stopped at one place that was in the Black Hills, and they had those little mechanical ride-on horses like they used to have outside of grocery stores when we were kids.
I was never allowed to ride on those because my mom said I would get an infection.
That's where baby Roan got that. No infection. Where'd you grow up?
Livermore, California. And there was one outside of the Safeway, and I always wanted to ride
it. Oh yeah, you probably would have got an infection on that thing. Don't know what's going on.
Like the pony in front of the grocery store. And she always said I would get an infection.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I was never allowed to trick or treat either. Have we done this episode yet? No, we haven't.
Okay. Oh, there's what we catch up on. What did we do last night?
Oh, firecrackers! And okay. Nobody lost their eyes.
Okay, wait here, people. Up until last night, Lisa Murphy had never lit off firecrackers before.
No, I mean we were allowed to do a sparkler, but that's so boring.
You did the little snakes, did you?
Last night we
no,
did everything.
Those are butterfly things and bottle rockets.
Oh yeah, I had seen those. Yeah, yeah, but I was never allowed to do it. Oh no.
And so I showed Lisa Murphy the strip of 200 black cat firecrackers, and she says, "What's it gonna do? Is it gonna be loud?" So for those of you who have met firecrackers before,
I have a master's degree.
And
what the hell is this for over here?
I demonstrated a couple bottle rockets just right up into the clear blue sky.
Oh, then I got a turn.
And then
and I almost set their street on fire. Because I hit the tree.
Right into 120-year-old maple tree. So at least it wasn't fall. If it would have been fall, and those leaves would have been brown, it would have just went boosh. So that was great.
And
the fireflies.
I'd never seen one. One other time I had seen a firefly, and that was only like 2 years ago. I went to go see a show where at the theater that my friend works at, and there were fireflies in the parking lot, and I jumped up and down like stupid because I had never ever seen one before in my entire life.
Well, maybe tonight, if you don't drink too much wine today, maybe tonight you can run around the yard and try to catch some.
Even if I did drink wine, I would still run around the yard trying to catch them.
I know, but you'll trip less if you drink less
wine. Only if you clean up those stupid firecracker remnants that are still out there. Sorry you had to witness that.
Yeah. We just had the big blow up there.
I do too.
Hey,
we need an adult.
Make nice.
Tasha's our adult in the room. Hey, this has been another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Danita, we hope things are getting better.
Miss you,
see
love
you soon. Everybody else, we want to know what you've been up to since we got together last. Post on the Child Care Bar and Grill Facebook page. Let us know what you're up to. And again, special thanks to our patrons, especially our producers, Leanne and Holly, who are big supporters and make this podcast and a lot of other stuff we do possible. See you next time. Bye-bye.
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 This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.